your freedom, your liberty, your release, your deliverance from the chains of darkness, from the hold of the enemy, from the force of hell. Receive it now! Receive it now! Every prison where the enemy kept you, the prison of sin and the prison of sickness and the prison of a demonic diagnosis, today that prison is broken open.
Thank you, Master. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. Thank you, Master, because it is done. In Jesus' precious name. Take your seat, honey. Invisible God, I'm a miracle worker. Share. Oluwa, Kole Baje O, Ishe Oluwa, Kole Baje O, Kole Baje O, Kole Baje O, Kole Baje O, Kole Baje O. Isha Oluwa Kole Baje O, Isha Oluwa Ki ile oleshe Olorun mi Ki ile oleshe Ayayayayayayayay Ki ile oleshe Kile oleshe, hey 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 hey. Eyi tienda aye atoro. Kile oleshe, kile oleshe.
Oh,
Ahaba Ajubare O Amalaru
your voice and watch it, because a battle has just been finished. A battle has just been won. A victory has just been realized. A battle has just been won. A victory has just been realized. Open your mouth and speak to him and thank him. Honor him and know him for the battle just won. Go ahead. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master, for this season of victory. Lead me through, Lord Jesus. Lead me through. Lead me through, Lord. Jesus, lead me through. For the battle has been fought and the victory has been won. Lead me through every moment of the way. I put my hands
in the hands of the Lord. I put my hands in the hands of the Lord. I put my hands in the hands of the Lord. I cannot fail, for Jesus never fails.
I put my hands in the hands of the Lord. Yes, I'm on. I put my hands in the hands of the Lord. I put my hands in the hands of the Lord. I cannot fail,
for Jesus never fail.
The victory has been won without a doubt.
Thank you, Father. We worship you.
I see some people who are in need of fresh surrender to Jesus this afternoon. You want to make your ways right with Jesus this afternoon afresh. I'd like you to step forward here quickly. This service is not following the normal pattern. And I want you to just step forward. Pastor, I just feel like I need to hand over my life completely to Jesus. I have not lived the way I should live. As you are coming, come with your bags and your Bibles. I have not lived the way I should live. I want to be forgiven. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. I want to be genuinely born again. I want to rededicate myself to God. I want to put my hands in the hands of the Lord. Quickly come forward. I give you the count of seven.
In the hands of the Lord.
One.
I put my hands
in the hands of the Lord. Two.
Jesus never fails.
Place your right hand on your chest, those of you who are.
cannot fail. For Jesus never fails.
Place your right hand on your chest.
Then Jesus, I enthrone you. I proclaim you as King. Standing in the midst of you.
Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. I ask for forgiveness for my sins. Today, it is my decision to follow you, not turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. I receive the grace to live for you, to do your will. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare help from above, grace and mercy from above, to fulfill the will of God and the purpose of God for your life. It is released, and I call it done. In Jesus' name. Amen. Counselors, right, please let them be part of the service because the message is coming shortly. Quickly. Go ahead, God bless you.
Oh, and as we worship, yield your throne.
Please be seated in the presence of God.
Jesus.
Sundays, I could not overcome the temptation of stopping the worship. And now it is literally time when the service must or should be closing. This happened, I think, sometime in area one, and I asked the next service to pick the message of the last service. But I'm going to just give a very sharp word based on what we have received, so that you don't go just empty, or rather without a released word. And then we dedicate the children very fast in the houses, and then we shall be true. If the atmosphere we received today caused us to stay in church for one extra hour, was that too long? I don't think so. I think that the whole of Sunday belongs to God, and I believe that He will help us. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and in verse 1. He said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up. It does not behave itself unseemly. It seeks not her own, is not easily provoked, it thinks no evil. It does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoice in all things, and endureth all things. The Lord bless His word in Jesus' name. The practice of love, part 4. And I'll be very, very sharp and fast as much as possible, but not to the extent of not making you to understand what you're hearing. We are looking at understanding the practical details of loving others. I'm going to repeat the introduction I gave in the first service. And that is that love is the most powerful force on the face of the earth. Most powerful. And that is true for at least 4 reasons. Number 1, God is love. Love is God. 1 John chapter 4 verse 8 said so. If God is love, and nobody and nothing is more powerful than God, then love is the most powerful force on earth. Number 2, love created the earth. God created the earth. God is love. That means love created the earth. Love is powerful enough to create. Number 3, love is stronger than death. Love is stronger than death. We saw 3 examples in the first service where death confronted love and death bowed. In the example of David and his servant when they saw that man who was dying in the field, the example of the woman caught in adultery, the example of Lazarus. We have 2 further examples. The example of Dorcas in Acts chapter 9 verse 36 to verse 40. Dorcas was dead, but love brought her back. As the widows showed Peter the cloth Dorcas made. It was more like saying, a person that is as good as this, should she die? Answer, no. Dorcas came back to life. Death confronted love in the life of Dorcas. Death bowed. Our next example, Paul the Apostle. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 14, verse 19 to verse 20, Paul was stoned and picked out of the city for dead. But the brethren surrounded him. Love surrounded him, and love brought him back. Love surrounded him. Love surrounded him. Love brought him back. Love is stronger than death. Finally, love defeated hell, death, and the grave, and the cross. Jesus is love. We saw Matthew chapter 20, verse 18 to 19. You can add to that Mark chapter 9, verse 31 all the way to verse 32. Jesus said, if he's, and he taught his disciples and said unto them, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And after that he is killed, he shall rise the third day. That was love that defeated the grave. That was love that defeated the devil. I prophesy to somebody today, the power of love that is coming upon you in this season shall defeat the strongholds of hell in the name of Jesus. What are the practical details of love? We looked at seven of them last Sunday. First of all, we said that love is very patient. And then love is kind. And then love does not envy. And then love is not boastful. Love is not proud. Love is not rude. And love is not self-seeking. If you were not in any of those services, please pick the message. Today, we go to point number eight. And that says, love is not easily provoked. What does it mean? I gave sets of meanings in the first service. I'm not going to repeat them for the sake of time. What does it mean? Love is not easily provoked. Scripture said so. Number one, it means love is not resentful and fretful. Love is neither resentful or fretful. It's not resentful or fretful. We live in a world today where we have a lot of people that are filled with resentment. Something is worrying them before you met them, and they pour it on you. Love is not resentful or fretful. Number two, it means love is not easily annoyed or angered. It's not easily annoyed or angered. Every human being gets angry at one point or the other. On one issue or the other. That is not the issue we are talking about. A passage in scripture says, be angry and sin not. That is, you can be angry, but don't let the anger lead to sin. And let not the sun go down on your wrath. But this one we are talking about is, everything annoys the person. Everything angers the person. I have a young man from the university days that does not find anything good in this life. Doesn't find anything good in anybody. Everybody is against him. Everybody has conspired against him and so on. This young man is about 50 years old without a wife. And I'm wondering whether he can have a wife with that kind of character. Love is not easily annoyed, easily angered. You don't want to live a life where nobody can hang around you. And that leads me to number three. Love does not quickly lose temper. There are people who have what they call a short fuse that can easily blow. It does not quickly lose temper. The Bible says anger resteth in the bosom of fools. You see some people displaying anger
on the roadside, anger in the filling station, anger in the marketplace. Love. You don't quickly lose your temper on your wife, on your child, on your children. You don't do that. I was raised by one of the most loving women that ever existed. I don't remember her hitting any child once. But she will speak loving words to you that will hit more than Cain. And the children remained aligned. Love does not quickly lose temper. That is, love is not easily provoked. Number 9, love does not recount wrong deeds. The King James said, "He thinketh no evil." It does not recount wrong deeds. What does it mean? Number 1, this is from the New Living Translation. 1, it says, love keeps no records of being wronged. Records of being wronged. There are people who have a record. Everybody who wronged them, when they wronged them. There are those who are reminding their wives or their husbands what they did 15 years ago. That's love amiss. Love keeps no records of being wrong. Secondly, it says, love takes no account of the evil done to it. It takes no account. The Amplified Version Classic said, love pays no attention to a suffered wrong. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong. There are some people, somebody mistakenly matched your leg. That person's offense to you is unforgivable. There are things people will do to you, you didn't notice it, you passed. You didn't notice, you just passed. Finally, it says, love does not keep the score of the sins of others. Not just that you are wrong, now the sins of others. It doesn't keep the score. You don't want to keep on reminding people of their wrongs, of their sins, of their weaknesses and failures. It doesn't keep the score of the sins of others. Because the Bible said, if thou should mark iniquity, who will stand? If all the things you do and all the things you have ever done, if God should keep on reminding you, where will you stand? Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. That was number 9. Number 10, it says, love does not rejoice in evil, does not rejoice at evil. It does not rejoice in evil. It does not rejoice at evil. What does it mean? I am going to read it directly from the Message Bible, what it is said there. It said, first, love does not revel. R-E-V-E-L. That is celebrate. Love does not revel when others grovel. What's the meaning of that? Love does not revel when others grovel. What's the meaning of that? Love does not celebrate the frustration of others. It does not celebrate the frustration of people. You are not happy and saying it is good for him. He lost his job. It's good for her. The relationship broke. It's good for her. Let us all remain single. There are those with the heart of the enemy who are happy when things are not working for others. What does it mean? Number 2, Love cannot withstand oppression and suppression. It doesn't rejoice in evil. A loving heart cannot stand the oppression of people. You will not be the oppressor. Neither will you be happy to see oppression going on. That was what made David one of the things that made David a man after God's heart. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he would defy the armies of the living God? Love. And thirdly, it means love is never glad when God and good do not prevail in the lives of others. Love is never glad when God and good do not prevail in the lives of others. When it appears like the devil is at work in somebody's life, and that life is filled with badness, you can't be happy. You can't be happy. There are those who are happy at the calamity of people, the calamities of people. You can't be happy. Love is never glad. Love does not rejoice at evil. Number 11, it says, love rejoices in truth. Love rejoices in truth. What does it mean? The Message Bible said, I'll read it directly. Number one, it means love takes pleasure in the flowering of truth. Love takes pleasure in the flowering of truth. Love takes pleasure when truth flourishes. In case that does not make any sense to you, maybe this will make sense. Second, love operates in the realm of sincerity, honesty, accuracy, authenticity. Love operates in the realm of sincerity, in the realm of honesty, in the realm of accuracy, in the realm of authenticity. Love, honesty, accuracy, sincerity, honesty, accuracy, authenticity. The meaning is, in love, there is no room for fakeness. Fakeness. In love, there is no truth, no room for exaggerations, no room for untruth. Hallelujah. No room. Lie to get a job, lie to get a wife, lie to get a paper, lie to get this and that. In love, there is no room for that. A woman did a destructive surgery before they married. That surgery led to what we call TAH, total abdominal hysterectomy, which means the whole womb was removed. And then she got married to a man without telling the man that she has had such a surgery. The whole womb removed. And they've been believing God for fruit of the womb for about 10 years. Then they went for the ultrasound scan, only for the ultrasound to discover that there is no womb there at all. And to realize that there had been some surgery. Madam, what happened? Were you born without a womb? No. What happened? 10 years before. In fact, much longer, so much before the marriage, womb was removed. And you didn't tell the man. What a hatred. You hate the man. And you don't love God. Another case is when the man, this one I witnessed it, joined in church, man married, and he is impotent. Totally impotent. No potency. Not have potency. And then married a wife. EA1, nothing. Year 2, nothing. Year 3, nothing. Year 4, nothing. Year 5, nothing. Year 6, nothing. Year 7, nothing. And the woman said, I want to go. What did you have in mind? Is it picture you bought for decoration or for observation? If you are not interested, her mother will be interested in a child. Am I communicating at all? And you deceive the whole human being, because the Bible says marriage is honorable in all, the bed undefiled. People shouldn't sleep with each other before they marry, which is the scriptural standard. You took advantage of that, and no wonder in some places they say they now went to the other extreme, that people should know each other before they marry. And that is another complication. It's unscriptural, it is sinful, it's ungodly. If you have been trusted with scripture, marriage is honorable in all, the bed undefiled, and you feel and you are not potent, you have no business going to meet any sister. You have no business talking about marriage. First thing to talk about is your healing. Is your healing. First thing to talk about, God should heal your body. And when your body is healed, you know. Before marriage will come as a topic later. But people, without the love of God, they do all manner of things. You have a child and somebody does that to your child, will you be happy? Somebody does that to your sister. Huh? Completely impotent man arrives and marries away your sister. And the first day they arrive, they realize that the man has no potency. What will you do? But where people don't walk in the love of God, all manner of deceptions, insincerities, hypocrisies, just flowers. That will never be your portion. If you have lived like that or done things like that before, you have to reverse and retract and retrace your steps. Love, I said in the first service, I remember a particular situation where a woman had a gynecological problem and she wanted to marry, and then she told the man, this is my problem. They say I cannot be pregnant. The man said, I love you enough to marry you. And I'm going to join faith with you. And you shall be pregnant. And that yoke was broken. That yoke was broken. That yoke was broken. Because there is nothing love cannot overcome. Hallelujah. Love operates in the realm of sincerity, honesty, accuracy, authenticity. And thirdly, it means that love celebrates and is committed to the rightness of all things. Is love celebrates and love is committed to rightness. Doing things right, do it right. Love is committed to the rightness of all things. Number 12, love bears. King James Version said, it bears all things. Love bears. It bears. What is the meaning of that to us in this service? 2 minutes. One, love has the power to undergo and withstand different phases and seasons of life, especially as it borders on relationship. Love has the power to undergo and withstand different phases and seasons of life. You loved each other when you were teenagers, or you became young adults like 20-something and you married. Seasons come, seasons go, but the love remains. It has the power to undergo and withstand different phases and seasons of life. The love of God is unconditional. The love of God is not season dependent. The love of God is not change dependent. It has that power. Also, it means love is loyal and committed to valuable relationships. Love bears, is loyal, is committed. It's loyal, committed to wife, committed to husband, committed to spiritual authority, committed to lateral relationships, superior relationships, subordinate relationships, committed. Hallelujah. Disloyalty most times is a function of lack of genuine love. Lack of genuine love. When commitment breaks down, lack of genuine love. God brought me into contact with my father in the Lord. Over 25 years ago. And the commitment, loyalty, is unwavering. Because I cannot deny the virtue, the impact of that life on my life, irrespective of whatever any devil feels about him. It's not possible. Probably, to sit here now, if we didn't see what God used him to do about 21 years ago with the 50,000-seater building of the Faith Tabernacle. Am I communicating? Love is loyal. Love is committed. The summary of it is love is durable. The love of God is, it has durability. And I'll mention that in the next point. It's durable. It's durable. It's not subject to wear and tear. It's just there. 13. Love believes. Love believes. What does it mean, love believes? First, it means love is both faith-filled and faithful. Faith-filled and faithful. There is faith inside love. You believe that the best will come out of the one you love. Love is both faith-filled and faithful. Both faith-filled and faithful. Second, love is limitless in hope and expectation. It's limitless in hope and expectation. Limitless. No end to his hope. No end to his expectation. Finally, love is there for the long run. It's just there for the long run. It's there for the long run. You know, there are those who come around you for the short run. The Real love is there for the long run. That was why God said in Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 3, he said, the Lord has appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Love that doesn't change mind. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. Love is there for the long run. Is there a man and a woman today here? You are trying to see how you can call it quits. Don't do so. Don't do so. Try your best. Try your best. Try your best. There is nothing God cannot do. Love is there for the long run. The love of God. The love of God can renew the wine of marriage. Love is there for the long run. Hallelujah. I have two counsels. Number one, it's the same. If life must be lived optimally, the life of love is not optional. If life must be lived optimally, the life of love is not optional. If you want to live life at its best, love is not optional. Second, human behavior can make it very difficult to walk in love. It's right on the screen. Human behavior at times makes the love walk difficult, but persistence and consistency are keys to efficiency. Persistence and consistency are keys to efficiency. There are people you will love that will make you wish like not loving anybody anymore. But there are those you will love that will make you look for more people to help. I've seen such people. I've seen both sides. Just continue. And like we said some time ago, loving people is not even just for the benefit of those people. It is for the benefit of yourself, for both time and eternity. It's a new day for you. I said it's a new day for you. Lift up your right hand and just go ahead and begin to appreciate God for what you have received. What you have received.
I want to love you more and more and more. Teach me to love you more and more. I want to love you more and more. Teach me to love you more and more. I want to love you more and more and more. Teach me to love you more and more. I want to love you more and more and more. Teach me to love you more and more.
Serve you.
I want to serve you, Lord. Oh, more and more.
Teach me.
Teach me to serve you more. to serve you more, more and more and more. Teach me to serve you more and more. It is my heart's desire to know you more and more. It is my heart's desire to love you more and more. It is my heart's desire to serve you more and more.
Today to be a new day for you. You want to hand over your life to Jesus. And you didn't come out the first time when the others came. You can still come out now and make it right. You backslid and you want to hand over your life to Jesus. Come out quickly. Say, Father, I ask for a fresh impartation of the spirit of love. Fresh impartation. Fresh release of the spirit of love like never before. I receive that impartation now. Lift the right hand up. At a count of seven, you bring the hand upon your head and scream, I receive. And it is released. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Receive. 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 Session where we're praising, he said that battles have just been won. I declare your battles are over. Restoration like never before. I declare help, deliverance in financial struggle. And everyone who came with any pain, left shoulder affliction, ear blocked, opening, migraine, headache on the left side of the head, release, knee conditions and lower back conditions and fibroid conditions and the spirit of fruitlessness, arrested now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name, stretch your two hands in front of you. Counselors, you might please. All right, hold on 1 minute. Father, I ask for the blessing of the hands of everybody. First of all, I pray for every giver, faithful tither, everyone committed to the practices of the covenant under this commission, those watching online, givers and tithers and every one of us, I prophesy, God prove himself to you that his word is true. In the name of Jesus! Right now, wherever your harvests are tied, I declare them released. Systems are put under pressure. They lose their peace and sleep and rest until what is yours enters your hands. I call it done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. And you pick up your offerings and tithes and pledges. While we are doing that, those of you standing here, place your hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. Ask for forgiveness for my sins. Deliver me, Lord, from the power of sins. Today, it is my decision to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the help of God. I declare the mercy of God. And I declare the agenda of the enemy arrested. So shall it be. In Jesus' name. Amen.